USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More than a dozen states are now beginning to take small steps to reopen their economies, but other states are waiting for coronavirus cases to go down. The White House is indicating they could be getting more federal money to help with small businesses. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow on CNN's State of the Union.
We're trying to get from, you know, from one side to the other. We're trying to get through this. We're trying to work through this. I don't want to rule in or out anything right now. We are in discussions internally and with leading members of Congress.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is standing with the police department in enforcing their city's lockdowns. She's warning people what will happen if they throw big parties.
We will shut you down. We will cite you. And if we need to, we will arrest you and we will take you to jail.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Now that Attorney General William Barr has said it's time to start rolling back coronavirus-related restrictions, most Americans will begin to see increased activity, USA's John Clemens reports.
Mr. Barr said President Trump's plan to open the country provides a sensible framework to that end. The Attorney General also said they'll be on the lookout for restrictions that are too widespread, too generalized, or discriminatory toward liberty, such as religious liberty or free speech. Scott McConnell of Lifeway Research tells us most churches follow those restrictions and did not conduct in-person worship services.
9 in 10 positive pastors say their congregations did not meet for an in-person worship service last month. A previous study from Lifeway Research found 99% of churches gathered physically at the beginning of March, but that had dropped to 7% by the end of March.
More than a dozen states are now allowing restaurants, stores, and some other businesses to reopen. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
An animal that's nearing extinction may now have a chance of catching COVID-19. USA Radio's John Hunt reports.
Conservationists from the Democratic Republic of Congo fear the coronavirus pandemic could soon even reach the country's mountain gorillas amid reports that cats and dogs are testing positive for the virus. With nearly 1,000 left in the world, the mountain gorilla population is already at risk from climate change and poachers. The nonprofit group Gorilla Doctors is on high alert since respiratory infections are the second leading cause of death among gorillas. They've now locked down an area which normally allows visitors to all but necessary personnel. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
At least 40 people died and 75 others were injured during a riot at the Los Llanos Penitentiary in Venezuela. The prison's director, Carlos Toro, was injured by a knife, according to the advocacy organization, the Venezuelan Prisons Observatory. Politicians and advocates say there's different accounts on how the riot started. Prison officials say it began during an alleged escape attempt. But prisoners say they're angry about a lack of food and water in the facility and by the new restrictions that prohibit family members from bringing food to those who are incarcerated. Remember, you can hear recent or older newscasts anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.